I'm Gene DeLisio with a Marshfield Tiger sports update for Friday, September 12th from WOSQFM.com. The Marshfield Tiger girls golf team played on Wednesday at the Northwest Golf Invitational at Colfax. That meet was won by Colfax Elk Mound with a team score of 330. Hudson was second at 344, River Falls third at 348, Marshfield eighth out of 18 schools with a score of 382. Marshfield's top golfers were Lexi Ertl with a round of 87, Kylie Loffenberg shot 89, Lauren Boone 98, and Maggie Bradley shot 108 for Marshfield. Marshfield Tiger boys soccer team lost a non-conference match to Pulaski on Thursday 3-1. The Tiger volleyball team blanked Wisconsin Rapids 3-0. For Marshfield, Delia Smith had 10 kills and 10 digs, and Natalie Delaney added 16 assists and 6 aces. In college volleyball action, UW Lacrosse won both matches in a double duel at Lacrosse. The Eagles beat St. Mary's of Winona 3-0. Marshfield's Kaylin Kurth had 11 assists and 7 digs for Lacrosse. Lacrosse then beat Luther College of Iowa 3-1. Kaylin had 14 assists and 2 digs in that match for UW Lacrosse. Marshfield Tiger football team returns to Hiding Stadium on Friday night for a VFA contest against Eau Claire Memorial. Game time 7 p.m. Our broadcast of that game begins Friday at 6:45 on Sports Radio 92.3 FM, WOSQ, and WOSQFM.com. This is Hall of Fame weekend, by the way, at Marshfield High School, and several new inductees will be chosen for the Marshfield Tiger Athletic Hall of Fame to be inducted on Saturday. That group includes longtime volleyball coach Dawn Sadowska, track and cross-country coach John Miner, football standout Chad Frederick, girls soccer standout Darian Moulter, and multi-sport athlete Ann Pernsteiner, who played volleyball, basketball, and softball for the Tigers. The induction ceremony should take place at the Marshfield High School Auditorium on Saturday between 4 and 5:30 with a reception to follow at Nuts Deep 2 in Marshfield. All are welcome to attend those ceremonies at Marshfield High School Nuts Deep 2 on Saturday. Former Marshfield Tiger basketball standout John Wilcomb played 1 year of college basketball at Marquette University. John walked on at Marquette in the fall of 2004, and that was quite a process.
I went through 4 different workouts with the coaching staff, and the first one was absolutely brutal. You know, Coach Tom Crean sat on the sideline and watched, and his 3 assistant coaches ran us through drills. And it was about 2.5 hours of just, and you just could hardly breathe. But they wanted to see kind of what type of a competitor I was, and you know, whether I would quit when things got tough. And I just persevered, and you know, I had 3 more workouts that were similar to that after the first one. And then finally, after the fourth one, you know, Coach Crean actually came up to me and he told me to write a letter, and basically just explaining like why I wanted to be a part of the program. And it was easy for me to write, to be honest with you, because Marquette was a part of really my upbringing. And for me, it was not just a matter of playing college basketball or playing Division I basketball, but you know, I could honestly write in that letter that playing at Marquette was extra special to me, and it meant a lot more to me than I think a lot of the other kids that were vying for a spot. I sent him the letter, and I met with him a couple days later in his office, and he kind of just explained the expectations. And one of the best things he told me was just simply that he was going to coach me like anyone else on the team. And that, you know, his expectations were the same as his expectations for Travis Diener, who was our All-American point guard, or Steve Novak, who would go on to play in the NBA for 11 seasons. So to be held to that type of a standard, even though I wasn't on scholarship, I thought was a pretty cool thing.
Former Marshfield Tiger basketball standout John Wilcomb, he did write a book on his experience at Marquette entitled Walk On Warrior. And that is our Marshfield Tiger sports update for Friday, September 12th. I'm Gene DeLisio reporting for WOSQFM.com.